Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Riley here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, July 19th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Wild news day. Not good for America. Nothing good about this, but it is an incredible news day. You know, I'm a simple man. I'm going to break this down so even Jamie Raskin can understand it. A congressman from Democratic congressman from Maryland. I'm going to break down the Trump future indictment about the election January 6th. I'm going to break down the whistleblower testimony against the Biden family and Justice Department. And then we're going to have Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, here to chat with us. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. In yet another legal action against Donald Trump, Special Counsel Smith sent him a letter that happened on Sunday, July 16th, saying basically, look, we're going to charge you with conspiracy to commit offense or defraud the USA, deprivation of rights under color of law. Nobody knows what that is, including me, tampering with a witness or an informant, all centered around the 2020 election in January 6th. So I have my staff say, what is this deprivation of rights under the color of law? It's a crime for a person acting under the color of any law, it's not about skin color, to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution. What Smith is trying to do is say that Trump interfered with a legitimate vote. And by doing so, deprived you and me of our rights because we voted. This is like, you know, theoretical in the extreme. Okay, that's what it is. It's the same thing as that Trump is charged in Manhattan for a federal crime that the far left district attorney, Alvin Bragg, won't even tell the press or the public what the crime is. He still hasn't done that. It's like, get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. Everybody knows that. There's nobody who doesn't know that. Whether you like Trump or hate Trump, you know the federal apparatus is trying to get him, take him off the board. Okay, so then we advance to the media, which drives all of the anti-Trump actions, all right? And then the conservative media that defends Trump. Roll a tape.
Look, I just think, you know, it's about time. I mean, the other cases are important cases, but, you know, the porn star stuff probably hurt his family more than hurting anybody else. Stole some documents. There's no proof he, you know, sold them to North Korea. But he was the cheerleader for an insurrection. And he's still just walking around, giving speeches, acting like everything's just fine. That is an offense to the American people.
Well, I guess under a Biden administration, Biden America, you'd expect this. If you noticed recently, President Trump went up in the polls and was actually surpassing President Biden for re-election. So what do they do now? Weaponize government to go after their number one opponent.
Okay, there you go. Now, this is a bad look for America. And I'm going to break it down after I interview Senator Cruz. So, again, everybody understands what's really in play here. Because most people don't understand. It's very deep in what's happening here. You use the law, all right, to destroy a human being. That's essentially what's happening here. And on the Biden front, now there are so many cracks in the Biden administration because of these whistleblowers coming forward and the unbelievable fact that $20 million at least flowed into the Biden family. That's documented. And Hunter Biden's charged with two misdemeanors? That's insane. So this is a bad look on every aspect for this country. Everybody around the world is watching this, particularly Putin and Xi. And it's depressing. It's depressing for me because, you know, I grew up thinking that, you know, the United States was equal justice for all, and it's not. It's not. It's whoever has power. They're going to have a cudgel to beat people to death who they don't like. Okay. Summing up, I wrote a message of the day. Who's going to go down first, Biden or Trump? That's the race right now. Okay, and that's a memo.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Let's bring in Senator Ted Cruz. D.C., Texas, you know. Senator Cruz, even if you don't recognize him behind a beard. Now, I ran into him a couple of months ago in Washington, and he was attending the Best Friends Foundation dinner where I was a speaker. And Senator Cruz didn't have to do that. Okay? There were a couple of politicians there. And the Best Friends Foundation helps inner city black kids, you know, kids who are disadvantaged, don't have a father, whatever. It's a mentoring organization. I've been with it for years. And you know me, I vet these people. So I grabbed Cruz and we chatted for a little bit, but I'm very pleased that he's on a program tonight. So let's go to the Trump situation. You see this indictment about this color of law thing? I mean, you know, what is this?
Well, sadly, Bill, you're right. It's completely unsurprising. And we've seen over the last 2.5 years of the Biden administration, we have seen an almost complete and total weaponization and politicization of the Department of Justice, of the FBI, of the machineries of law enforcement. The last book I wrote is entitled Justice Corrupted, How the Left Has Weaponized Our Legal System. And it walks through how, starting with Barack Obama, the machinery of justice began directed at the opponents of the Obama White House, whether it was the IRS targeting conservatives or the FBI or the Department of Justice going after those who were political opponents. It then traces how, when Donald Trump became president, many of those hardcore partisans burrowed into career positions at the Department of Justice and throughout the federal government And for the 4 years Trump was president, they waged war against Donald Trump. They wanted to bring down the democratically elected president of the United States. Now that Biden is president, they are out in the open. They are brazen. Jack Smith is someone who sadly has been involved in partisan prosecutions before. Jack Smith was involved in the prosecution of Bob McDonnell, the governor of Virginia, Republican governor, was a credible presidential candidate until DOJ went after him. They prosecuted him. They convicted him. And the case went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court reversed the conviction 9-0. Justice said,
and that was
this
about
is legally baseless.
Governor McDonnell accepting gifts from certain people. It's what they're doing with the Supreme Court now.
Yeah.
In the Senate, do any of your Democratic colleagues, would they agree privately that this is what is taking place?
You know, sadly, they wouldn't.
None of them?
One of the real consequences, I think, of not a one of them.
Really?
One of the sad consequences of the age of Trump is that it broke the Democrat Party. That they hate Donald Trump so much that one of the things it's done is it's eliminated moderate Democrats. When I arrived in the Senate in 2013, there was such a thing as moderate Democrats. Today, their fury and rage of Trump have driven them to the far left. So you were talking just a minute ago about the IRS whistleblowers, multiple longtime career IRS employees who risked their entire careers to come forward and say what they're seeing with this Hunter Biden investigation is corrupt, that it's a political cover-up. And what they've alleged is the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, has committed multiple felonies, that he lied under oath to Congress in response to questioning from me before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that he committed obstruction of justice. And the amazing thing, Bill, not a single Senate Democrat has any interest in learning whether or not the Attorney General's committed multiple felonies because they are wearing a team jersey.
I do believe that Garland will be impeached in the House. Okay?
I agree.
And I think that will happen in late September, early October. But of course, he's not going to be convicted in the Senate. However, it'll be damaging to Garland, who's not a strong man. I might point out, and I'm going to do this after you leave us, that Bill Barr was involved with this, a Republican, and Eric Holder, the three attorney generals. It started in 2014 with Hunter Biden. All three looked the other way. And in Garland's case, he facilitated the slow walk and helped the Biden family. But Barr, the Republican, he knew what was happening, looked the other way. Do you agree with that?
Look, there's no doubt that Barr should have been much more vigorous in going after this. If you look at the press repeats all the time, you know, David Weiss, the U.S. attorney who's bringing this investigation, is a, quote, Trump-appointed U.S. attorney.
Yeah, every 2 seconds now, we hear that. Right.
That's technically true, but the way it works in the Senate, for a U.S. attorney, he's the U.S. attorney from Delaware, he cannot get nominated unless both senators from Delaware sign off. There are two Democrat senators from Delaware, Tom Carper and Chris Coons, which means as a practical matter, David Weiss was chosen by the two Democrat senators. And to be clear, in the state of Delaware, Joe Biden is the godfather, so to speak, of every Democrat. And I got to say, the allegations are really significant that the way this investigation was conducted, the Department of Justice's number one objective was to protect Joe Biden so that the investigators were forbidden from asking about
money going to Joe Biden. There's no question
that
about
I think Hunter was set up as the fall guy and the patsy, essentially.
Well, Hunter took the money, and so did Jim. And where's Jim? Nothing happened to Jim. Now, one more question about politics, and we'll get on to the Biden situation. You ran against Trump in 16, and now Trump's way ahead in the polls. DeSantis was thought to be a competitor, but DeSantis has not gotten off to a good start, primarily because he doesn't. It's really difficult, as you know, you went through it. I mean, to switch from a state or a Senate or the House into this massive national campaign. And Governor DeSantis is not a particularly charismatic individual up against, you know, probably the most charismatic president, whether you like him or not, Trump, we've ever had. In your view right now, will Trump get this nomination?
You know, I don't know. I think we have right now basically a two-man race on the Republican side. And I got to say, 6 months ago, the conventional wisdom was that Trump was a dead man walking, that he couldn't possibly win. I thought that was wildly overstated 6 months ago. Right now, today, the conventional wisdom is that Trump is unbeatable and it's a coronation and the race is over. I think that's overstated as well. I think we're going to have a real primary. I am good friends with President Trump. There was no one who was a stronger ally of his when he was president than I was in the United States Senate. And I'm also good friends with Ron DeSantis. I think he's done a terrific job as governor of Florida. And I think we'll have a real race. I'm staying out of the primary. I am Switzerland on this. Whoever wins the nomination, I will enthusiastically support, because I think the agenda we're seeing from Joe Biden and the Democrats has been disastrous for the country.
All right. If you're Switzerland, you got to know how to yodel. Do you know how to yodel, Simon?
Sadly, Bill, I'm going to make a terrible admission. I actually played Max in The Sound of Music in high school, and I yodeled on stage. And no, I will not do it for you on your show today.
All right. Now, one of the most overlooked things in this Biden situation, and it came up again today. I don't know whether you follow me or what I'm doing here in our independent news agency, which is both a combination of radio and television, so we have a big reach, is that Matthew Graves, the district, the U.S. attorney in Washington, and Estrada, Martin Estrada, in Los Angeles, Central California, were both asked by Weiss in Delaware to help.
Yep.
The reason was that Hunter Biden received money, physically received it, in both D.C. and California. Both Graves and Estrada said, no, we're not helping you.
Yep.
Merrick Garland could have ordered them to help. That's number one, correct?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Did you know, and we broke the story 2 weeks ago, that Matthew Graves' wife, Fatima Graves, has visited the Biden White House 28 times? Since the president was elected. Did you know that?
That fact I did not know. I followed this story very closely, but that his wife has visited the White House, I didn't know that.
We broke it. There is no reason for that woman, who is a left-wing activist, she heads a left-wing group, to have 28 visits in the White House. Now, you take that fact, and now I'm speculating that Fatima Graves was the intermediary going back and forth between the Justice Department. Remember, Matthew Graves and Merrick Garland work in the same building, carrying messages and what else, because you can't put them in writing, they'll be subpoenaed. Can't do it on the phone because they're all taped. All the calls are taped. That's what I think was going on here.
So, look, I have no idea what communications were happening with Graves' wife. What I can tell you is that Matthew Graves was a donor to Joe Biden, that Estrada in California was a donor to Kamala Harris, and that Merrick Garland, in response to questioning from me, was told Congress under oath that David Weiss and the prosecution would have everything it needed with no political interference. And when Graves and Estrada said no to prosecuting Hunter, those were the most serious violations. Those were the violations that carried real jail time.
Right.
And they're saying no. What it meant is that even though Hunter Biden had committed multiple felonies, he got a slap on the wrist and zero jail time.
Right. But it's almost unprecedented that two U.S. attorneys would turn down another U.S. attorney who's asking for help. I have never heard that before. But anyway, let's get on to Kate's Law. July 1st, 2015, 32-year-old Kate Steinle walking with her dad in the Embarcadero District of San Francisco, shot dead by an illegal criminal, Jose Zarate. All right. Zarate subsequently put on trial. The jury ruled that it was an accident. He dropped a gun, blah, blah, blah. Zarate had been deported five times. He was a drug dealer. He had multiple arrests in this country. And I put forth that there should be Kate's Law, where if you are deported, after a commission of a crime in the United States and you come back, that's a crime in itself, where you get 5 years minimum in a federal penitentiary. Now, that law picked up a lot of steam because I was doing the O'Reilly factor and you were involved with it. And it got filibustered out in the Senate because Mitch McConnell wouldn't put it up as a standalone bill. He attached it to something else that he knew wasn't going to get by the Democrats, and it died. But now you're back, correct? You're reintroducing it?
Yes.
Tell me what it says.
Let me start, Bill, by saying thank you for your passionate advocacy of Kate's Law, because you have had a big and loud megaphone advocating for it. This is a common sense provision. It says that people who are aggravated felons who repeatedly enter the country illegally will face a mandatory minimum prison sentence. And it's something I've authored Kate's Law in the Senate. I've repeatedly forced a vote on the Senate floor on Kate's Law. And sadly, every time we vote on it, every single Democrat votes no. It's a straight party line vote. You know, I've had the opportunity to visit with Kate Steinle's family, her beautiful family. Her father, Kate, died in her father's arms. And her last words to her dad were, "Daddy, help me." You know, I got to say, as a father, I cannot imagine a greater agony than losing your child and feeling helpless to save your child's life. And it is indefensible that the Democrats continue to block this common sense law. Overwhelming majority of the American people support Kate's Law, locking up violent criminals who repeatedly enter the country illegally. And yet today's Democrat Party is so extreme that they side with the criminals over innocent American citizens.
Now, do you have any estimate when that vote will come up or when you'll reconcile with the House? Because I know it's in the House, too, the process here.
Look, we're going to continue pressing and using the vehicles that are available to press for a vote. I hope we will get a vote. We've gotten a vote twice previously before using a lot of the Senate. Getting a vote is opportunistic. You've got to find a vehicle that's moving where you have an opportunity to press it forward. But I believe we'll force another vote, and the Democrats are going to have to decide where they are. I will say one dynamic that is different, which is the last time we voted on it, we had not had 2.5 years of open borders under Joe Biden. We hadn't had the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history. 7 million people have crossed illegally under Joe Biden. We hadn't had last year, 853 migrants died crossing illegally into this country. We hadn't had hundreds of thousands or even millions of children physically and sexually assaulted by human traffickers. We hadn't had hundreds of thousands or even millions of women brutalized by human traffickers. We hadn't had what we had last year, more than 100,000 drug overdoses, the highest in history, 70% of which came from Chinese fentanyl crossing our southern border. And I will say the context is different. But when we get a vote, it's going to come down to Senate Democrats. Their constituents support Kate's Law, and they're going to have to decide, do they stand for the safety and security of families in their states, or is partisan politics their top priority?
Yeah. You know, you got to embarrass them. And then in the 24 election, if Republicans get the White House and the Senate and keep the House, then you'll get it passed. Oh, we can't thank you enough, Senator. Very good to see you. Thank you. And check out that Fatima Graves story, because that's gonna,
I will do that.
Yeah. I mean, she needs to come in front of a congressional committee and testify on what the deuce she was doing in there while her husband was up to his neck in trying to protect Hunter Biden. Thanks again, Senator. We'll see you soon, I hope.
Thank you, Bill.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Okay, Joe Biden's scheduled today, nothing. As usual, he had a couple of meetings that mean nothing to anybody, and that's what the president does. Okay, so let me just give you this whistleblower thing. I got stuff all over the place here. Here's the overview, and it's always good to watch and listen to the no-spin news with a pen and paper. Beginning in 2014, okay, that's Barack Obama presidency, Joe Biden vice president. Hunter Biden and Joe Biden hatched a scheme to get money from foreign operations for being consultants. Romania, Ukraine, China were the three big ones. It has been established now by the House investigators at least $20 million flowed in to the Biden family. Hunter Biden did not put that on his tax return. $20 million. Now, I don't know what his cut was, and Jim seems to have skated on this. I don't know any of that. Okay, it has not been established yet. But that is a huge number. So Eric Holder, the attorney general under Barack Obama, had no interest in this at all. Of course he wouldn't. He just ignored it. IRS tapping on his door. No, 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 no. Leave him alone, leave him alone, leave him alone. All right, Trump wins 16. Barr comes in after the senator from Alabama gets booted, and then Barr's there. Barr's supposed to be a tough guy. He ignores this, totally ignores it. In fact, he's on record saying, oh, I think this investigation is going really well. It's hard to, almost impossible to believe that. But Barr is a swamp creature. Okay, it's where he lives, in D.C. Then it accelerates under Merrick Garland because the evidence becomes more and more and more overwhelming. $20 million. And you're charging with two misdemeanors? And your U.S. attorney in Delaware can't get the cooperation of other U.S. attorneys where money was received? It's insane. So today I'm going to play you three sound bites. The first is from a new whistleblower, a guy named Joe Ziegler, former IRS agent, big position. Go.
I would like to make clear that the charging document for the District of Delaware, Hunter Biden was charged with failure to timely pay his taxes for 2017 and 18. In excess of $100,000 for each tax year. On Hunter Biden's 2017 and 18 tax returns, Hunter reported taxes owed of approximately $581,000 and $620,000, respectively. This tax amount in 2018 would not have included the alleged additional tax due and owing from the filed false return of $106,000. Thus, as I read the public documents, as the Department of Justice action against Hunter Biden, there is nothing that indicates Hunter Biden will be required to amend his false tax return for 2018. A false tax return that includes proper deductions, improper deductions for prostitutes, sex clubs, and his adult children's tuition. Again, perhaps when the plea agreement is released, it may provide us with a greater understanding.
Okay, there's no doubt that he did it. Hunter Biden did it. And these are felony charges, big, big time felony charges. It's no doubt Merrick Garland protected him. Now, if you at home are debating or and people say that's not true, you got to walk away. People believe what they want to believe. We all know that. Facts are facts. Here's a second soundbite by Ziegler.
It appeared to me, based on what I experienced, that the U.S. attorney in Delaware in our investigation was constantly hamstrung, limited, and marginalized by DOJ officials as well as other U.S. attorneys.
There you go. Okay, anyway, again, that's true. The other whistleblower is Gary Shapley, and he is another IRS guy. Here's what he said today. Go.
Prosecutors instructed investigators not to ask about the big guy or dad when conducting interviews. The Biden transition team was tipped off about interviews the night before the investigation went overt. A fact my FBI counterpart confirmed to this committee in a recent testimony, where the result was that only one witness spoke to investigators that day. These are just some of the examples of how our investigation was stymied.
Okay, so all of this is going to lead to two things. The impeachment of the attorney general. That's going to happen, all right, in the fall. And maybe another person emerging to say Joe Biden got money himself, because that destroys him. That's the end of Joe Biden. Not just the accusation, you have to have backup for it. But as I told Hannity today on his radio program, deep, deep suspicion and concern within the Democratic Party. Merrick Garland being sued by America First. That is a conservative group. It's run by Stephen Miller, Gene Hamilton. They are Trumpers. And the lawsuit says that the Justice Department did not require Hunter Biden to register as a foreign agent when he was getting all this money. So, again, it's just another brick in the wall. I'm not going to do the Israel stuff, but, you know, Netanyahu and Biden and all of that, but it's not germane to today. Now, Smart Life. So I got a letter from a concierge member in Mississippi, and all of these letters are confidential. And a woman said she lost $1,500 buying airline tickets, and she wanted to know if I could do anything about it. The story is that she ordered the airline tickets through a website called MyFlightSearch.com. Okay? And when she got to the airport, the airline said, these tickets are invalid. We're not going to honor them. They're not good here, even though she paid the money. Now, the Better Business Bureau has a 1 rating out of 5 on MyFlightSearch.com. It's the lowest rating. There have been 500 complaints against this outfit. So it made me sad, but I wrote back to the concierge member. I said, look, you got fleeced and your money is gone. But this operation is still there, MyFlightSearch.com. And people don't know. But I don't know why people don't know. That's what kills me. So you've got to be focused on suspicion. We live in a country, in a world, in a time where millions of people are dishonest and they're setting up all this stuff on the internet and you don't check it out. You got to check every, if you pay anybody for anything, you got to check it out. $1,500 for airline tickets, and not to mention the trip goes down a drain for the poor woman. So anyway, don't use a third party to buy anything. You want an airline ticket? Call the airlines or get a travel agent in your town. You want a hotel? Call a hotel or get a travel agent. Do not do third parties. Smart Life. This day in history, July 19th, 1993, President Clinton signs Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Y'all remember it. That before that, gays were not allowed to serve. And after this legislation, they could serve, but they can't talk about being gay. Well, how much has life changed in 30 years? Now, the military is so crazy that there is a movement from the Veterans Administration to pay for military people who want to trans. I mean, I don't want to pay for that. Okay? The Vets Administration, they're strapped for money anyway. I'm not paying for somebody who wants a trans. You want a trans? You earn your own money to trans. But that's in play. Now, it hasn't happened yet. I don't think it's going to happen because there'd be a massive lawsuit. But they want it to happen under the Biden administration. Anyway, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, 30 years ago today. All right, we'll be back with the mail segment and a final thought. Are you a passive person? See, I'm not. You know that. Are you passive? I'm going to discuss it. We'll be right back. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Eric Goodsell in Salisbury, North Carolina. The result of the 2020 election is not what angers many people. I believe the anger is rooted in the vigor in which it was and still is forbidden to even question the results of the election. What say you? I think you're right. So you're deemed a loon if you don't believe the 20 election was legitimate. The left and the media have established that. However, if you are going to say as fact that there was fraud in the election, you got to have something. And it can't be from the internet or from Rudy Giuliani or somebody like that. Well, you can give an opinion. Well, I think it was, but you can't state it for a fact. Paula White, Urbandale, Iowa. I can't agree with your opinion on Governor DeSantis, O'Reilly. I've attended two of his Iowa meetings. I believe he has support here, and that will grow. Many Iowans are upset the attacks by President Trump on our governor. The Iowa polls have Trump way up, Paula. And I'm a fact-based guy, so it's not about agreeing with me. It's agreeing with the polls. Now, can DeSantis make strides in Iowa? Sure. But my job is to report to you what's happening. Roberta Stanilin, Jayton, Texas. I would think the White House is the most surveilled building in America, and I find it laughable. There's no evidence showing how cocaine got stashed there. If the White Power contained anthrax, they would have found it. Look, it's incompetent and suspicious. But that's the Biden administration, is it not? Incompetent and suspicious. Tom, concierge member, Tom, just like the lady in Mississippi, can write me about any problems. And I'm sorry, I couldn't help the lady in Mississippi, but I can help most of the time. Billy said the magic words, Michelle Obama, she's the only Democrat with universal appeal. When Ms. Obama claims she's not interested, she means she doesn't want a campaign. She wants it bestowed. That's an excellent letter. Keep your eye on her. Mary Jane, another concierge member. Thank you, Mary Jane. If Michelle Obama jumps on the bandwagon, I seriously doubt she will beat Trump. Barack Obama started this mess by slowly transforming the country with a lot of flowery words that said nothing and steered the USA towards socialism. At this point in history, I think Michelle Obama would beat Trump. Combine a women vote, the minority vote, tough one. But things can change, but Michelle Obama's not going to campaign. Remember, she doesn't have to. She just has to show up at the convention. They can go, oh, we want her. Lorraine, concierge member, I remember back when Joe Biden was elected and you said the right thing to do was to give him a chance. I'm sure many people did that because he ran his campaign as a moderate. None of that happened, and he wound up being the most radical left president ever. What could he possibly run on this time around? Anti-MAGA, anti-Trump. That's all they have. And if Biden does indeed run, which I don't think he will, that'll be his whole campaign. Trump's the devil. David, Bill, your update on the continuing chaos with interrupted and canceled flights on JetBlue has me wondering just why so many folks still want to fly that airline. Because they don't have a choice. JetBlue goes to markets and there's not a lot of competition in some of those markets. Because they have to fly JetBlue. JetBlue is a real extensive route system. Certainly not buying quality yet. Christine O'Connor, Scottsdale, Arizona. Bill, one of your customer service reps by the name of Asia was extremely helpful in walking us through the renewal process for premium membership. Can't explain it in a short message, but she was awesome. Well, I'm glad Asia was awesome. Look, if you become a BillO'Reilly.com premium member, you get a free book, any book you want, including Killing the Witches, which is coming up in September, coming up fast. Get it free. Or any other killing book or any other of my other books. Okay? And if you're a concierge member, you get a free book and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I'm glad my people are taking care of you. Eddie Delzio, Bangkok, Thailand. Been looking forward to reading Killing the Witches. I was wondering if any of those who were horribly murdered were people of color. No, but one of the central forces in the witch trials was a West Indian woman named Tituba. Fascinating. Fascinating story. But all the those executed, all 20, were Caucasian. Tiffany Capel, La Mesa, California. On episode 6 of QB, Kirk Cousins goes to a bookstore. That's the Minnesota Vikings quarterback. and asked about finding the killing series by O'Reilly and Dugard. That was so cool. So QB, I think, is on Netflix. It zeroes in on the NFL quarterbacks, and Mr. Cousins, one of the best of them. So we're glad he's a good athlete and a scholar reading the killing books. Okay, we got bumper stickers galore. Don't be a pinhead. I bet you know some people you'd like to give that bumper sticker to. Don't be a pinhead. Atheism, nothing there. Team Normal. Okay, we give you six stickers for $14.95. And then we have the summer reading program, which is a colossal success. Killing Crazy Horse, Killing the Killers, Killing the Legends. I did those three because it's a good variety. Okay. And a Team Normal hat for $32.95. We're keeping the prices down. You have to know that. You know that. So it's hot. Stay inside a comfortable air conditioning and learn and have fun by reading the killing books. Word of the day, do not be sophomoric. S-O-P-H-M-O-R-I-C. You know, sophomores in high school and college. Sophomoric. What a great word that is. All right, final thought coming your way. Are you a passive person? Okay, let's get to the final thought of the day. So I'm type A. Drives people nuts. But I have it under control. I'm not a robot raging. I'm kind of confrontational. If something's happening that isn't right, I get involved. That's why I'm doing this. But most human beings are not confrontational or type A's. They're passive. Some are passive aggressive. That's not good. That's the people that stab you in the back and betray you. No. But there's a difference between being passive aggressive, which is evil in my opinion, and passive. So again, I'm going to go back to the concierge membership. I get a lot of letters from people who get hosed because they allowed situations to get out of control. A lot of it's health. Now, tomorrow I'm not going to be here because I got to get this dopey thing taken care of, this thing here, all right? I had Mohs surgery and, you know, and they got stitches out and all of that. So I got to take a sick day tomorrow. But I'll be back Monday. I'll write my comments on it. I'll do what I always do. But if I didn't take care of this, and it wasn't a big spot, but they had to root it on out of there, and then stitches had to go in. If I had not gone to the dermatologist, I go every 3 months, then it would have spread and I could die. When you're passive, you have a tendency to let things go because, maybe if I don't do anything, it'll right itself, it'll correct itself. No. Sometimes it's worth overlooking, like the road rage stuff, you know. Every time I get some idiot who cuts me off or gives me the finger, whatever they do, my tendency is to no. Pass, pull back. That's best because these people don't mean anything and whatever. Okay, karma will take care of them. But if it's you and your health and it's your kids, you see your kid going on a wrong track or whatever, can't just let it go, right? You got to confront it, but in a rational way. Passive people in this day and age, very, very difficult lives. It's not what it used to be here in America. You got to protect yourself. And to do that, you have to be not crazy confrontational, but enough's enough. Here's the line. Don't cross it or you're going to problem me. And then if they do cross it and you're a concierge member, you write to me and I'll tell you how to confront them. Don't do it yourself because then you make a mistake. Okay? But anyway, passivity. Not in today's age. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. I think we gave you a lot of solid information today. We'll see you again on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television Galaxy devices or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.